I was on my own, back in the Mathic world, officially decontaminated, free to pursue my own interests, for 2 seconds. Then,
"Fra Erasmus,"
someone called out, as if I were being placed under arrest. I stopped. I was at the head of the Unarian nave, which was huge and insanely magnificent. A couple of hundred of out were already in here. Hundreds more, as well as a few seculars, were pouring in through the entrance at the back, quick-walking toward the front to stake out the best pews. The space between the front row and the screen, which ought to have been left open to provide a clear view of goings-on in the chancel, was cruddy with all sorts of secular equipment. A scaffolding of new matter tubes had been erected, framing but not blocking the screen, and burly fids were already at work carrying platform slabs into it and slamming them into place, clamping them together to create a stage raised above the level of the floor so that people in back could see it. Riggers paid out ropes, allowing a spiely projection screen to unfurl until it filled most of the space above the stage. A test pattern flashed across this and was replaced by a live feed from a spielecaptor out in the nave, providing a magnified picture of the stage. Harsh lights began to come on, as if to say, "Under no circumstances look in this direction." These were mounted high on scaffold towers positioned here and there around the space. A bolted and corded sewer walked past me, talking into a wireless headset. The man who had called out my name was a young hierarch whose sole charge was to channel me to one Fra Lodegear, a man in his 6th or 7th decade, dressed in something that was as far evolved from my bolt as a domestic fowl was from a prehistoric reptile.
"Fra Raz, my good young man," he exclaimed,
before the hierarch could trouble with a formal introduction.
"Can't say how much I enjoyed your singing. Where did you pick up that ditty? Somewhere on your world travels?"
"Thank you," I said. "I heard it at Orathena and couldn't get it out of my head."
"Fascinating. Tell me, what are the people like there?"
"Like us, for the most part. At first, they struck me as quite different. But the more I see of the different kinds of avowed here—"
"Yes, I take your meaning,"
Lodegear said.
"Those savages in the breech clouds, what tree did they fall out of, hmm?"
I didn't think it would be very productive for me to say that Fra Lodegear seemed more foreign to me than the savages in the breech clouds, so I nodded.
"Has anyone explained to you that you're about to be the guest of honor at a plenary?"
Fra Lodegear asked me. It was mentioned, but not explained. Fra Lodegear seemed a little nonplussed by my way of talking, but after a moment's pause, he went on,
"Well, briefly then, I'm to be your loctor."
"Loctor?"
"Interlocutor,"
Fra Lodegear said, showing impatience, which he tried to mask with a chuckle.
"You are much more formal in your pronunciation at Edhar. Good for you, sticking to your guns like that. Tell me, do you still say savant, or have you adopted Sant like the rest of us?"
"Sant," I said. Fra Lodegear was doing so much talking that I didn't feel the need to say much.
"Splendid! Well then, the idea is that the Convox has been crunching the numbers, analyzing the samples, perusing the spieles of the visitation of Orathena, but there is some interest, naturally, in hearing from an eyewitness, which is why you're here. Rather than putting you to the trouble of preparing a lecture, we shall use the format of an extemporaneous dialogue. I have some questions."
He rattled a sheaf of leaves.
"Handed to me by various interested parties, as well as some topics of my own that I'd like to pursue, should time permit."
As this dialogue, or rather monologue, went on, the plenary took shape. The sewer with the headset shooed us up a stairway that had been rolled into place, and Fra Lodegear followed me up onto the stage platform. Microphones were clipped to our bolts. 2 mugs and a pitcher of water were placed on a little stand at the back of the stage. Other than that, there was no furniture. For some reason, I did not feel the slightest bit nervous, and I did not think about what I was going to say. Instead, I was musing about this funny structure that my loctor and I were standing on. A snatch of geometric plane held in a 3-dimensional space grid. Like a geometer's fantasy, a modernized rendition of the plane where the Theors of Ethras used to have their dialogues.
"Do you have any questions, Fra Erasmus?"
my loctor asked me.
"Yes," I said.
"Who are you?" He looked a bit regretful that I had asked. but then his face hardened into a visage that, as I could see from a glance at the huge moving picture above us, was going to look much more impressive on a Speely feed. More impressive than mine, anyway.
"The first among equals of the centenarian chapter of the Order of Saint Proc at Muncoster,"